Here in the UK, we've got a branch of stores called Currys. They are an electrical store chain, a bit like Best Buy. So that's just a background for those of you Americans listening. I've got a bit of a thing about Currys. Currys owns another chain called PC World, and it's really the only computer selling chain in the UK. My God, I wish Best Buy would hurry up and get in the UK. Now, I think Currys are just a disaster in terms of the way they run their business and the sort of staff they hire and the way they choose to stock their shops and the products they choose to stock for their shops. But I just wanted to relay an encounter I just had in the Currys store here, which I think really captures the essence of one of the things they do wrong, one of the many things they do wrong. I went to the store to buy a shredder and couldn't find it. Asked one of the guys for help. He was actually quite helpful, took me to where the shredders were. But the first thing he apologised for is, oh, well, we sell a lot more than this, but we've only got three in at the moment. Yeah, bingo, that's exactly one of the things you guys always get wrong. You've never got in stock what I needed. Today you happen to have one in stock that suited me. Well done, that's about a 50% hit rate for you guys at best. But anyway, so having picked out the item I needed, I then looked around where to pay. It wasn't at all obvious where to pay. That might have been because the tills were all completely unmanned. All three of the checkout points were empty. Nobody was there. The only people milling around were either the people helping the customers on the shop floor or the people behind the know-how counter, which is like the computer expert help-out counter. You know, a lot of faith I'd put in that. Anyway, so nobody taking money. So I went up to the know-how counter and said to a guy that was near me, he was helping somebody else, but I thought I could just interject briefly and just say where I'm supposed to pay. He ignored me. And eventually one of his colleagues came over and said, can I help? And I said, yeah, I'd like to pay for something, please. So she fired up the till there, not one of the main tills. She fired up the till that was on her station. And I just said to her, I said, you know, the one bit of the process that you don't want to be absent from is the taking the money part. That's kind of important. And she said, oh, well, doesn't make any difference to me. And I just thought, Jesus Christ. I said, it'll make a difference to you if they go out of business, though, won't it? Oh, I don't think that'll happen, she said. For God's sake, you guys are totally, totally shit at selling stuff. Customer service, telling me that my business doesn't matter. Telling me that it's no skin off her nose if I can't buy the goods I came to the store for. It's bad on so many levels. It tells me I don't matter. It tells me you don't care about having my money. It tells me you don't care about whether or not I come into the shop. You guys have got this massive chain of brick-and-mortar stores to support and pay for. I mean, how on earth do you expect to get any return out of that? If, for starters, you don't ever have in stock what people come out to buy, and for second, if when you get there, the staff's telling you that they couldn't give a monkey's whether or not you're there to buy from their store. It's just unbelievably bad. I didn't say any more to this lady. I just gave her the money and left. But, I mean, really, Currys makes me so angry. PC World is in the luxurious position of being the only computer shop that is, present throughout the UK. They could be absolutely raking the money in, and instead they know so little about how to sell computer gear, they're turning all their PC World stores into Currys stores, but filling them all with tellies, because that's what they know how to sell. It's a disaster. This company is absolutely fucked. Excuse my language, but they really are. I can't believe they're still alive. They've been around so long. So anyway, I just wanted to vent a little bit because these guys they suck. They really suck. And I hope to God somebody passes this on to Currys. So anyway, thank you for listening. Bye-bye.